Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. The show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, and so if you go to both of my sites, ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and MobiusStripPress.com, you can get all sorts of content. I actually put up yesterday the Proofs of the Conspiracy book by John Robinson, as well as that little document of the signatories of the Circle of Protection, as I promised you I would. And so by all means, go take a look at all the national churches that have signed up to abdicate their responsibilities so that they can keep your money on what they want to spend it on instead of taking care of your temporal welfare. So it's about time we start calling people out, and the church cannot be immune, my friends, especially these big national churches and so forth. I want to also remind you that there are three great reasons why you want to download these podcasts and stay abreast with what I'm trying to impart with you. And, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I may be well-read, but I'm not the smartest guy in the room. And I always go into any type of discussion, go to the table to work with other people, knowing that there's probably going to be smarter people there than me, and there's no need for me to try to have to show up anybody. I just want to be a part of the solution. And I'm hoping that with this show, I can motivate you to be the same, to be a part of the solution, because that's what we need. Now, the three reasons why you need to download these podcasts and at least stay abreast with everything that we're covering so that you can become a very powerful weapon as a constitutional warrior in starting to hold people accountable. And so this is the only show on the air, both on this channel, on the air period. This is the only show, even on TV, no one is asserting a true constitutional a true constitutional solution to place the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution and basically shut down all of their overreach into states' roles, responsibilities, and powers. Therefore, the content on the show will refer to content in previous shows, and I'll be speaking about future shows and how I interlock them together. And so you may be missing some of that interlocking, and you'll need it. It will help you. So bear in mind also that the content on this show is not ephemeral or perishable. It is not temporary. These are truths. I'm going to be reading, and this is difficult too. I hate reading, but I can't say these things as good as Madison. And you need to hear what Madison had to say. And so it's really important that I actually read his words so that you don't judge me on what I'm saying. You can judge him and go, wow, now that guy's the smarter guy in the room here. There's no doubt. But anyway, so those are the three reasons why you would want to download these podcasts and stay abreast with these. I still have that unanswered question. What three crimes does the general government or the federal government have jurisdiction over per the Constitution? Do you know? Do you remember? That being said, I have been focusing a lot on the justice system. And as a matter of fact, the tragedy yesterday obviously is being pulled into the justice system, since we actually have a perp, and we're going to be pressing charges, and hopefully we prosecute him and hold him fully accountable for everything he's done. I know, and I've been ribbed on the fact that I did not necessarily show any remorse, and that's not because I'm insensitive, but I do have the fullest and the greatest sympathy for those families, anybody that's impacted. I understand that kids today are a lot different, and I know that we lost people in my life when I was growing up in high school, and when I was young, I lost some good friends that didn't graduate with me, and we didn't have counseling. We didn't have, candlelight vigils. We Life was just going day by day, and we had to move on. And I, again, do not want to be callous, but there are dangers in mollycoddling people. There are dangers in going too far in, you know, enabling this victimization of these kids. And I'm not talking about the actual victims. I'm talking about these kids that are going to get, you know, buried under this huge wave of counselors and grief management. And anyway, we've really gone a long way, haven't we? But I do hold the greatest sympathy and the utmost remorse for those who are suffering. The problem is, and it's not my job necessarily to ease their pain. If I could write a check for everybody, I'd be doing it, but I can't. And with your contributions, maybe I can, but kidding, folks. What I want to say is that the progressives have been in charge. They've had a monopoly on the dialogue for so long that it is really hard for people to start really examining the problem and helping us recognize what is wrong. Because, as I was saying yesterday, the empirical data has been back for years and years and years. It came back shortly after the counterculture revolution. We know that by removing prayer and removing the Bible, the teaching of our Constitution, and our fundamental things that the schools used to do in teaching us to be good critical thinkers and understanding our constitutional limitations, powers, and those types of things, that we were a much stronger society, that we were a society that was beckoning and burgeoning at the seams and growing. And it's not that we aren't today, but we are nowhere firing on 8 cylinders, my friends. We are only making it because of the very few. And those very few have been put in the crosshairs of the progressive scopes because they're too successful. And unfortunately, the people that are the ultra successful are driving this, because the more they can keep down and suppress their competition, the more money they make. Sarbanes-Oxley was not an act to really create a leveling playing field. What it did was it made it harder for competition to enter into the playing field. And so I am just fed up. I am tired of constantly hearing people, and especially politicians, come out and cry for the doing something more. We've got to do something. We've got to put assault rifles on the table, and we've got to start banning those again. It's gone from steroids in baseball. Remember that, where Congress was investigating steroids in baseball? And now to gun control, an outright violation of the Constitution. And I'm telling you, none of those are within their wheelhouse to be able to do, unless they want to throw an amendment out and say, you know what, we think it's important that we govern Major League Sports so that there's an even competition amongst all of these competitors, so that nobody has an unfair advantage. And we want you to amend the Constitution to give us this power over all of our athletes. Well, okay, if we're stupid enough to let them do that, then okay, then it's within their jurisdiction. But at this point, folks, it's not in their jurisdiction. Just because they tell you it is doesn't make it so, unless they can point to the Constitution and say, here it is right here. And I'm going to give you the argument when we get back after the break, because I'm going to go into this this rebuttal that Madison had with Mr. Livingston in the cod fishery bounties. And I think it's just eye-opening. And so when we come back, I'm going to get into this. And so just have your listening heads on and your ears attuned so that you can garner what I'm saying. But first, we've got to have a few words from our sponsors. So I will be right back after a few minutes. Thank you very much.
Rippey Holmes believes that the American dream is not simply owning your home, but owning your dream home. Are you ready to upgrade, expand, or start your own custom home? If you are, I'd like to invite you to check out Rippey Homes at cgrippey.com. They offer end-to-end service from real estate to remodeling and specializes in custom homes, and they love to partner with their customers in making a difficult project worry-free. From the design to the moving in, they are with you every step of the way. If you have that dream home and looking to remodel, whether it's converting your kitchen and bath into your own heaven on earth or adding a new room, Rippey Homes has the tools, talent, and experience you can trust. So if you're ready to pull the trigger on a remodel or building that custom home, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's cgrippey.com.
This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you.
This is G.R. Mobley. Did you know your overall health is connected to your dental health? And as you get older, this becomes more and more important. If you're like me, going to the dentist can be terrifying. So for me to maintain my dental health and overall health, I need a great dentist and staff who are sensitive to my fear, pain, and even my fear of the cost of dental work. This is why it took me almost 2 years to find a great dentist after I moved here. Bottom line, I need a great dentist just to get into the chair, even for a regular cleaning. This is why I personally recommend Dr. Vaughn Tracy as not only a great dentist, but a patriot and a dentist that cares about your comfort and health. You can find him at VaughnTracyDDS.com. That's VaughnTracyDDS.com. Then you can agree with me. It's great to have a great dentist.
Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And where was I? I believe I was talking about the fact that they have no jurisdiction over steroids in baseball. They really have no jurisdiction in making arbitrary changes to the Constitution without following the Article 5 process, such as gun control, any kind of gun control. And so it seems to me, folks, that the lack of knowledge and understanding of our federal government and our Constitution, what they're supposed to be doing, is, you know, I think everybody's fault because nobody has taken the time to really examine. I shouldn't say nobody, but there's just so few people. I mean, I'm not the only one that was harping on the fact that we've become a godless society, as I did yesterday. And as a matter of fact, this morning, maybe Jack Brewer, the former NFL player who spoke up on Fox News this morning, said that we maybe need to put the prayer back into school. So some other people are starting to get this. This has been a failed experiment in trying to make us a godless society. And what it has done is it has debased us. And so if we are going to save ourselves, that is the best place to start, in the education system and taking it back from the federal government. As I talk about in some of my promos, I talk about result-oriented organizations like Reclaiming the Republic. I will tell you that there are lots of parties out there, or I should say party organizations across the states and counties and so forth. None of them are result-oriented other than trying to maintain the agenda of getting their guy in. None have any focus on real results of getting the government back into the boundaries that it needs to be in. Just read the platforms. The Democratic platform aligns to the Communist Manifesto. There's a great video. I forget the guy's name, but he's got this little video. It's maybe 2-3 minutes. And he talks to different kids that are in college. And the challenge is this the Democratic platform or the Communist Manifesto? And the kids, most of the kids are getting it wrong. What they think is the Communist Manifesto is actually the Democratic platform. The Republican platform is far better, far better. But nowhere are they addressing all of the unconstitutional government. Nowhere. And so the states have to start stepping in, and the states have to start really understanding platforms, because the problem is that they keep the same platform for the state as they keep for the national government. Now, my intent isn't to go into the details of parties and platforms and so forth. What I want to do is get into these words by Madison. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because next year that most states will be reviewing and revising their platforms. Every single platform in every county needs to be completely revised to having two distinctive and separate platforms. They have to have a platform for the state that acknowledges the roles and responsibilities of the state, such as healthcare, those types of things. The federal government should be focused strictly on those enumerated powers within the Constitution. Anything addressing education, health, welfare, housing, and all of those types of things should be identified in a single statement that says all unconstitutional government should be dismantled and disbanded, period. And then you can list all of those things and then move that forward. There's your platform. Anyway, this debate, I want to say it was January, and it was 1792. Look it up. As a matter of fact, I will pull up the source document. I closed it. Anyway, I apologize. What I have is some text here of Madison speaking back, and he's rebuffing Mr. Livingston. And what he says in this rebuffing, when Mr. Livingston made this application or tied and associated the general welfare clause to be able to grant these bounties for these fisheries. And this is what Madison says. It is supposed by some gentlemen that Congress have authority not only to grant bounties in the sense here used, merely as a commutation for drawbacks, but even to grant them under a power of virtue of which they may do anything which they think conducive to, quote, the general welfare, close quote. This, sir, in my mind, raises the most important and fundamental question whether the general terms which had been cited are to be considered as a sort of caption of general description of the specified powers and as having no further meaning and giving no further power than what is found in the specification, or as an abstract and indefinite delegation of power extending to all cases whatever, to all at least, as will admit the application of money, which is giving as much latitude as any government could well desire. I, sir, have conceived. I believe those who proposed the Constitution conceived. It is still more fully known and more material to observe those who ratified the Constitution. I love the fact that he's pointing this out. Those who accepted this contract conceived that this is not an indefinite government deriving its power from the general terms specified in the specified powers, but a limited government tied down to the specified powers which explain and define the general terms. You starting to get it? This is Madison talking about, hey, we are tied to these enumerated powers. And he goes on and says, the gentlemen who contended for a contrary doctrine are surely not aware of the consequences which flow from them, and which they must either admit or give up their doctrine. It will allow, in the first place, that if the terms be taken in the broad sense, they maintain the particular powers afterwards so carefully and distinctly enumerated would be without meaning and must go for nothing. In other words, if we apply this general sense of this general welfare, then all those enumerated powers listed behind them actually mean nothing anymore, because all they need is this ambiguous power, as I've been saying. So let me get on. After giving Congress power to raise money and apply it to all purposes which they may pronounce necessary to the general welfare, it would be absurd, to say the least, to superadd a power to raise armies, to provide fleets, and etc. In fact, the meaning of the general terms in question must either be sought in the subsequent enumerations, which limits and details them, or they convert the government from one limited, as hitherto supposed, to the enumerated powers, into a government without any limits at all. See what he's saying? He's saying that we are tied, the federal government is hard tied to these enumerated powers within this Constitution. There is no ambiguity about that. These are what they can do, and if it's not listed there, they can't do it. And so he's trying to point out to Mr. Livingston, and I didn't get a chance to finish this, so I will have to do this after the break. But he's trying to point out to him that there are hard limitations for the federal government to be able to do things. And so if the federal government wants to do anything above and beyond those listed powers, then they have to appeal to the states to basically state, we want to do something else and we want to add that power to our listed powers through the amendment process. The federal government can do more. They can do more than what's in the Constitution, but they can only do it after the states have authorized and delegated, duly delegated that power. And that process is going through the Article 5 process of getting three-fourths of the states, 38 states, to agree in today's terms that they can do those things. So I'm going to get back to what Madison says here in this bounty debate as soon as we get back from these words from these sponsors. I'm sorry, I'm all tied up in these bounties. I will be back after we hear from our sponsors, so please stay tuned. Thank you so much. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests U.S. to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive of businesses who are supporting to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so where I just left off is where Madison was basically saying that the government that would be, as we understood, would be one that would be limited into a government without any limits at all. And he continues and says, and folks, forgive me for reading these things. I know that you can read them yourself, but most people won't. And most people really don't understand the power of the ideas and the property that they impose, or I should say they infer upon us, because I am telling you that, as Madison talked about property, just our right of expression and the right of being able to have an opinion is your property. And slowly but surely, we've been losing our property rights, and they've been taking away your ability to express. So you can't say that. You can't do that. And so, moving forward in these very powerful words, it is to be recollected that the terms common defense and general welfare, as here used, are not novel terms first introduced into this Constitution. They are terms familiar in their construction and well known to the people of America. They are repeatedly found in the old Articles of Confederation, where, although there are susceptible of as great latitude as can be given them by the context here, it is never supposed or pretended that they conveyed any such power as is now assigned to them. On the contrary, it was always considered as clear and certain that the old Congress was limited to all or to the enumerated powers, and that the enumerated, limited, and explained in the general terms. I asked the gentlemen themselves whether it is supposed or suspected that the old Congress could give away the money from the states in bounties to encourage agriculture or for any other purpose they pleased. If such a power had been possessed by that body, it would have been much less impotent or have borne a very different character from that university ascribed to it. The novel idea now annexed to those terms and never before entertained by the friends or enemies of the government will have a further consequence which cannot have been taken into the view of the gentlemen. Their construction would not only give Congress the complete legislative power I have stated, it would do more. It would supersede all the restrictions understood to present to lie on their power with respect to a judiciary. It would put in the power of Congress to establish courts throughout the United States with cognizance of suits between citizens and citizens. And I'm pausing here because I was just talking about how the Congress had a court and was investigating steroids in baseball. They're doing exactly what James Madison said that if they had these general terms, and this is what's going to happen, and this is what's happening. That's why this is so powerful. And he continues and says, and in all would put it in the power of Congress, and in all cases whatsoever. This, sir, seems to be demonstrable. For if the clause in question really authorizes Congress to do whatever they think fit, provided it be for the general welfare of which they are to judge, and money be applied to it, Congress must have the power to create and support a judiciary establishment with the jurisdiction extending to all cases favorable in their opinion to the general welfare in the same manner as to have the power to pass laws and apply money providing in any other way for the general welfare. I shall remind perhaps the according to the terms of the Constitution, the judicial power is extended to, and I've been saying this all along, the judicial power is extended to certain cases only, not to all cases, and it's confined by the Constitution. But this circumstance can have no effect in the argument, it being presupposed by the gentleman that the specification of certain objects does not limit the import of the general terms. Taking these terms as an abstract and indefinite grant of power, they compromise all objects of legislative regulation. As such, or as well as such, fall under the judiciary article in the Constitution, and those falling immediately under the legislative article, and if the partial enumeration of objects in the legislative article does not, as these gentlemen contend, limit the general power, neither will it be limited by the partial enumeration of objects in the judiciary article. So he's making this argument that whenever you go down this path of providing some ambiguous power, and that's what I've been saying, these mystical clauses, the supremacy clause, the necessary and proper clause, the commerce clause, and the defense and general welfare clause. And so these are very dangerous thoughts when the federal government thinks that they can do anything that they think that it's necessary. And they've been getting away with this. I can just go on and on. Almost everything they do that's in front of us today, and it's so blazingly obvious, if you understand these confines and limitations, everything they're doing is a usurpation of our powers, and they're taking our liberties as they do such. So let me go on. There are consequences, still more extensive, which as they follow clearly from the doctrine combated, must either be admitted or the doctrine must be given up. If Congress can apply money indefinitely to the general welfare and are the sole supreme judges of the general welfare, they may take the care of religion into their own hands. They may establish teachers in every state, county, and parish, and pay them out of the public treasury. They may take into their hands the education of children, establishing in like manner schools throughout the Union. They may assume the provision for the poor. They may undertake the regulation of all roads other than post roads. In short, everything from the highest object of the state legislation down to the most minute object of police would be thrown under the power of Congress, for every object I have mentioned would admit the application of money and might be called, if Congress pleased, provisions for the general welfare. So he was giving you here, folks, a very dramatic perspective on what could really happen if they started going down this path, that they would start establishing churches and that they would start establishing teachers and an education system and providing for the sick and lame and building roads. Everything I've been telling you that they've been doing, right? Let me go back to these executive departments real quick. The Department of Interior, the Department of Justice, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Labor, the Department of Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Transportation, Energy, Education, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security. All of these things, my friends, are outside the bounds of the Constitution because they've been able to make these arguments that it's for the general welfare. And clearly, Madison said that that construct of thought did not apply in the Constitution among those who wrote it, among those who ratified it, and within the instrument itself, because it was well-defined and well-accepted, because it was after the same mode as the Articles of Confederation. That's exactly what he said in this. And that's why reading these founding documents and what these gentlemen were saying is really important. And that's why I've been saying that you can look at Madison, and when he spoke in an official capacity like he did here on the floor of Congress, or when he wrote his veto to the bonus bill, you will not find Madison wavering one bit on the limitation of government and the enumerated objects of the Constitution. When you look at what he did during his official capacity, he was rock solid consistent. Now, in his personal views, he didn't like certain things, and he spoke out about certain things in an unofficial capacity, in his journals, in his letters, and even in some of his conversations. But when it came to speaking in an official capacity, and as a matter of fact, Dr. Vile, who is the dean of political science at Middle Tennessee University, even admits that he, you know, because he points out that Madison was kind of wavering a little bit on this and that. And I pointed out, well, yes, his opinions did evolve, but he was consistent in how he defended the limited government of the Constitution. And so he agrees with me on that. And most people, if they do the analysis, will too. We're up at a hard break, and so we have a few more words from our sponsors, and then I'll be right back to close. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
I'm amazed at just how much Rippey Homes takes pride in their partnerships, from the designers they work with to the artisans they employ, and you, the homeowner. They relish in getting it right the first time. To do this, they place their focus up front on what you want and what you need, and begin forming a plan like a sculptor, taking care of the intricate details to ensure it meets your expectations. Whether you need innovation in a custom home to harmonize with the environment while offering the latest in building materials and technology, or simply adding a room, a bath remodel, they take a bottom-up approach that centers around you, the customer. They know that you are the integral component to the American dream, which is how they help you build your dream to make your dreams become a reality. Contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com.
This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health.
This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states, in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution. These conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so you'll notice that in my promos, I kind of speak a little bit to these conventionites, anti-conventionites is what I call them, because these are really good people. As I try to point out to those who are the anti-conventionites, those people who really haven't taken sides or evaluated, they're just good conservatives that really don't get into the politics and those types of things, and that might be you. And so you may not really know all these arguments of the Convention of States and the Article 5 convention application and all of that, and those groups that are out there trying to open up the Constitution to amend it, because they're trying to, they recognize that there's a problem. And they're convinced that the current path of using the courts, using the election process, and those few organizations that are educating, such as the John Birch Society, are failing. And to be honest with you, if you look back at the last 60 years or so, and if you're a John Bircher, you're more than welcome to call in. You probably can't, though, because I believe that you cannot speak for John Birch unless you are, you know, one of those few who are dubbed in writing in the truth speak and so forth. And so they're very tight in controlling their message. And I get that, because they're an organization and you can do that. Organizations have that power of doing that. So anyway, the last 60 years, though, when the John Birch Society, I think I mentioned this yesterday, that an organization was created after W. Cleon Skousen wrote his book, The Naked Communist, and kind of exposed all these things that they were doing in their plans of decimating the American family, instituting programs that would literally create dependence upon the state. And I mean, if you go through the 45 steps, it is just, wow, you know, how successful they have been in implementing every single one of those things. And so if you were going to give an organization who founded themselves in stopping that a grade, what kind of grade would you give them? And I'll let you answer that question. But sadly, both organizations agree on over 90% of the issues. They just disagree on the application of fixing it. And I'm telling you that we cannot, and I've said this before, Madison and Jefferson, when they were confronted with a constitutional problem such as the Sedition Act, they didn't sit back and go, well, we've got to educate the electorate. We've got to get our guys in there. In other words, they didn't take the John Bircher approach, nor did they take the Article 5 approach and these other guys. They didn't say, oh, we got to amend the Constitution because obviously there's a flaw. No. What they did was they went back as leaders to the one body of government that possesses the oversight over the Constitution, which are the state legislatures, and they got these guys to write resolutions calling out the federal government for violating the Constitution. I'm going to read those documents to you. It's called the Kentucky and Virginia Resolutions. Read them ahead of time. Call me up and say, hey, man, hurry up and get to those things. Those are powerful. And so... what Madison and Jefferson did was they took action and they basically put their foot down. They wrote resolutions. They called on their fellow states to join them in said resolutions and to take action against the general government so that they could put the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution because they have drifted out. I'm telling you, friends. The federal government has drifted so far out of the Constitution. It's like, you know, you don't even know where the fairgrounds are anymore. They're in your backyard. They're everywhere in every aspect of our lives. And that's not what it's supposed to be doing. They have very important things that they're supposed to be doing. And now they're doing everything marginally because they're spreading themselves too thin. And unfortunately, they've changed their focus of looking at the enemy, and now they're considering us because we're not happy as the enemy. And that's why we have a deep state. What's it going to take to motivate you? What is it going to take to get you to put your foot down, stand up, get informed, get involved, and get out here and become a constitutional warrior? I'm waiting for the first person to call me up and say, what do I need to do? I'm already a member of the local Republican. I'm a PCO or what have you. And what do I need to do? Because you're absolutely right. Because I know I'm right. I have one personality flaw. I love to be right. And so when it comes down to discussions and so forth, there's really not a lot of wiggle room on this. This is what we have to do. We have to audit the Constitution against the federal government. Now, I have been saying this on my local show, and so I may not have gotten here yet, but I have been saying that the conservatives have been the party of compromise, and we have been on this long path of compromising our values and morals. What compromise have the left ever given to us to restoring some of those critical components to our society, such as prayer and school? Now that we've proven that we have an immoral child, our children, and, you know, they're so wrapped up in the fun social aspects of life and the social engineering of becoming sexualized, what have they given in any compromise in letting us go back to the things that worked for over a century? We didn't have these types of problems 50, 60 years ago. And I can tell you, I actually went to school and there were pickup trucks in the parking lot and we had guns in the back of those. And after school, we'd go hunting. We never had any shootings. We had guns on school property and never had a shooting. So we had some fist fights and we had some, you know, altercations, but we had some morals because we were still in the last of the few that had some of those moral training, curriculum or what have you, that it was still kind of embedded in us that you just didn't do those things. I mean, we didn't even think about that type of stuff. And today, I'm telling you, it's not just about guns. There was a kid in Mississippi under the Obama administration, I believe it was Mississippi or Alabama, that was planning on going to school with tanks of gas. He was going to put tanks of gases in strategic propane tanks in strategic places, and he was going to set them off and try to do massive kill. And it was a very horrendous, you know, plan, and the only reason that it didn't get a lot of airtime was because it wasn't about guns. You know, it was a racist thing, so they got the racist focus out there. So I see this guy's white and he's a racist, but it wasn't about guns, so it didn't really hit the national news, and it didn't get the traction that the mainstream media would have really wanted. But they didn't want that because if it doesn't fit the agenda, then they kind of downplay it. And so if you consider, you know, all of these compromises, I cannot see anywhere where any compromised and lost Christian value is back on a path of being restored. Well, except for a few things that Trump has done with his executive orders recently. But let me beg some latitude here and ask you to clear your head and to really think about this. Think of the progressive winds over the past century. The Scopes or monkey trial that forced evolution to be taught, that has been completely debunked. Mark Erbach, who has been on my show before, he's written a few books, one of them, Believe. We've been talking about how the Supreme Court has become the enforcement of secularism and godlessness. I am telling you that the teaching of sexual promiscuity is no longer a problem in the school, and it is the agent of enforcing the LGBT agenda. That's what the problem is. So, I mean, they've already gotten away with getting everybody on board with their agenda, and now it's about enforcement. And my wife and I have had this conversation, that the time is coming when kids are going to be assigned to engage in all different forms of sexual activity at a very young age so they can predetermine what their orientation is so that the school can protect them and keep them there. That's how insidious our education system has become. And I could go on and on about the education system, but I've got basically a minute. So let me just kind of plow forward here. I'm not advocating that we take people out in stoning. I'm not advocating that we take back to the laws of Moses. I am saying that we need to stop teaching this secular religion to our kids, and we need to start citing the Bible and the morals and those stories and doctrines. We have to start teaching the golden rule. This is karma coming back to us. This is the doing unto others. Well, we have been so callously thoughtless in abusing our children that now our children abuse themselves. The federal government has established, and I've said this before, the federal government has established a national secular church without having to build a building or anoint a leader. They are the church. And their Sunday school is what we call Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday school. And this isn't just me saying this, folks. This is Milton Friedman, who talked about this in his book Free to Choose. And several other giants of thought have pointed this out in the 70s and so forth. Unfortunately, we just don't have those insights anymore. And we just don't have those people speaking up. And I guess I'm the one. I will tell you that we have an opportunity to do this. And I hope that you continue to learn and become a very powerful weapon. Because down the road, we will be reclaiming this republic. And we will be moving forward with taking back these powers that the federal government has usurped from us. And so you can tell I'm at the end of the show here. So we will be back. And I am G.R. Mobley. I'll be here tomorrow. And thank you so much. And God bless.